This is Radio Nepal. I'm Trizana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. Gai Puja, Guru Puja, Govardhan Puja, Nepal Samvat and Ma Puja being observed today. Head of the state and government expressed their best wishes. Jumla district supplies apples worth 614 million rupees this year. And search for Spain flooding survivors continues as torrential rain hits another region. Now the news in detail. Gai Puja or cow worship, Guru Puja or ox worship and Govardhan Puja are being observed throughout the country today on the fourth day of the five-day-long Tihar festival celebrated by the majority of Hindus across the country. The cow is revered as mother by Hindu people and is considered sacred. The ox is also worshipped today as it is regarded as a very useful animal in different agricultural works in Nepal, which is a predominantly agricultural country. The cows and ox are fed with sweets and delicacies as part of the Gai and Guru Puja rituals. There is also a tradition of tying a sacred thread that is tied around one's wrist on the occasion of Janai Purnima festival on the tail of the cow while performing Gai Puja. A replica of the Govardhan mountain is made by using cow manure and is worshipped today. The rituals are linked to Hindu god Sri Krishna, who lifted the Govardhan mountain with his hand and protected the people of a place called Gokul from torrential rains caused by Indra, the god of rain. Similarly, people from Newar community are observing Nepal Samvat, the new year 1145, and Ma Puja amidst various programs today. The people of the Newar community have been celebrating the Nepal Samvat as New Year's Day at present. The Nepal Samvat is an indigenous calendar of Nepal. The Nepal Samvat or calendar year was initiated by Sankhadwar Sakwa by relieving the people of Nepal of debt during the rule of Lichavi King Raghav Dev in 880 AD. Also today, the people of the Newar community observe the Ma Puja ritual in the evening. Ma Puja is the worship of the self. Meanwhile, the President, Vice President and the Prime Minister, as well as various party heads and leaders, have issued statements extending best wishes to all those celebrating the Nepal Samvat today. The Jumla district produced a total of 20,511 metric tons of apples this year. The Agriculture Development Office in Jumla shared that the quantity of apples was grown in 4,250 hectares of land in Jumla. Of the total production, the farmers and suppliers exported almost 9,400 metric tons of apples from Jumla. The Agriculture Development Office informed that all eight local levels in the district supplied apples worth 614 million rupees. The farmers from Jumla sold their apples at an average rate of rupees 60 per kilogram. Setting off firecrackers in celebration is rampant in Kathmandu Valley during the Tihar festival despite the tight supervision of the security bodies. The pace of exploding pyrotechnics has increased since Thursday evening when the Lakshmi Puja rituals were observed and will likely continue today as well. Locals have complained exploding fireworks non-stop has caused sound pollution while it has also increased the risk of outbreak of fire. However, Nepal police has claimed that it has upped security vigilance at all 10 transit points of the valley and intensified checking at various places to prevent the smuggling and explosion of fireworks. Nepal Police Central spokesperson Dan Bahadur Karki said security vigilance has been stepped up in view of the likelihood of increased gambling and explosion of firecrackers during Tihar. Assistant Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Anil Paudal, warned of legal action against anyone involved in hooliganism and disturbing public peace, decency and security by drinking alcohol and engaging in other unruly activities during the festival. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal Electricity Authority has recorded 1,602 megawatts of peak electricity demand during Lakshmi Puja this year. According to the authority, the peak demand was recorded at 6:25 p.m. on the day of Lakshmi Puja. The peak demand of 1,438 megawatts was recorded last year on Lakshmi Puja. The electricity demand increased by 164 megawatts this year as compared to the previous year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Emergency teams in Spain are continuing their efforts to locate dozens of people still missing in the worst flooding disaster in generations. According to BBC, more than 200 people are unknown to have died, with most fatalities happening in the Valencia region, but the death toll is expected to rise. The floods destroyed bridges and covered towns with mud, leaving cut-off communities without water, food or electricity. While the worst of the weather has now passed Valencia and the Mediterranean coast, warnings remain in place in southern Spain with the possibility of further heavy downfalls into Saturday. Further south in the city of Jerez, hundreds of families had to be evacuated from their homes as heavy rain raised river levels. At least 14 people have been killed after a concrete canopy at a railway station in northern Serbia collapsed. The BBC quoted the country's president as saying those responsible will be punished by law. People were sitting on benches under the outdoor overhang at the station in Novi Sad at the time of the collapse around local time 11 a.m. Two women were pulled alive from under the rubble a few hours after the collapse and are receiving treatment in the hospital. The searches for the missing ones are still underway. The railway station building was renovated in 2021 and renovated again this year in order to be officially opened on 5th July. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Bagmati province along with the hilly region and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of hilly regions of rest of the province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Gai Puja, Guru Puja, Govardhan Puja, Nepal Sammat and Ma Puja being observed today. Head of the state and government expressed their best wishes. Jumla district supplies apples worth 614 million rupees this year. And search for spent flooding survivors continues as torrential rain hits another region. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.